With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So, welcome everybody to this week's EvoStick Extra. Coming up, we've got loads of interviews. It's now a regular thing. I don't even know why I big it up. There's as many interviews that you've come to expect of EvoStick Extra this season. We're going to be hearing from Wayne Albion, Michelover Sports, Farsley Celtic, Lincoln United, Shaw Lane, and James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group. Hello, James. How's things?
Hello, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good, mate. I did plan on doing this week's show, part of this week's show, from Silverlands on Tuesday night, but I saw the weather and thought, I don't want to get trapped. I wish I'd went now, because it appeared to be a boom, bang, a bang fixture. But that was Tuesday night. We're going to be previewing this weekend's fixtures in the league and trophy in a second or two. But before all of that, it's now time to hear what happened in the league on Saturday as we hand over to Cockers.
Thanks, Ben. And Whitby Town hold a one-point lead at the top of the Premier Division table after Saturday's round of matches. The Seasiders edged a 3-2 win at Owen Street against lowly Colville Town. Rushall Olympic leapfrogged Blyth Spartans into second place after they beat third bottom Sutton Colville Town at Dales Lane, while Spartans were held to a 2-2 draw at Croft Park by Stafford Rangers. Hensford Town and Buxton complete the top five despite both losing on Saturday. The Pitmen lost 2-0 at Matlock Town, who are now sixth, while Buxton lost 3-2 away at Starbridge. Spennymoor Town are now 2 points off the playoffs after losing 1-0 at the Weaver Stadium by Nantwich Town. The Dabbers are now just a point behind the Moors, while bottom markers Corby Town picked up a first point under new boss Gary Mills after a thrilling 3-3 draw with Ashton United. Fourth bottom Frickley Athletic suffered a 3-0 defeat against Grantham Town, while Ilkeston stayed level on points with Frickley after going down to a 2-0 home defeat to Workington AFC, who have now moved up to seventh. Warrington Town's mini revival ended with a 2-1 home defeat by Barwell, and lastly, Michelover Sports beat Marine 2-1 at home. And that's all the results in the EvoStick Prem from Saturday afternoon. Back over to you, Ben.
So, Saturday afternoon in the league, James, and it was quite an interesting one. What were your highlights from Saturday afternoon in the MPL Premier Division?
I think the big result there of the day was at Blyth Spartans, in all honesty. I think, again, Blyth dropping points where you'd kind of expect them to be picking up, but again, Stafford on the run that they're doing, fantastic there. There's a big weekend of shocks there all over the place. A lot of the top teams dropping points and no one getting the opportunity just to develop. So similar to what I said last weekend about when the teams were in the FA Trophy, majority of the top five there, all of them just falling to bits and just pretty much opening it right up. Again, Rushall Olympic, the big winners of last weekend with a 3-1 result at Sutton Coldfield. And then Whitby Town as well during the last midweek.
Wait, don't go to midweek yet. But you're right, the Stafford Rangers result, that shows Stafford Rangers, obviously we've been commenting on them having a sluggish start to the season. They are 17th, but we do expect them to have a good second half to the season. It's one of the things that all the pundits agree on. And I agree with as well, having seen Stafford Rangers in the flesh. So a good result that away at Blyth Spartans. We interviewed Matlock Town management last week and the new management at Hensford Town. It was always going to be tough for Hensford Town with the new manager coming in days earlier. But a good result that for Matlock Town, 2-0. And Whitby got a result that kept them top of the table. And Corby Town, a big congratulations to Corby Town. I know it was a draw, a 3-0 draw, but it's points on the board and Corby needed that.
Indeed. So again, against some team that no one expected them to get anything against either. So again, to come away against Ashton with knocking three past them against Corby, the team that do not score either. Let's not forget that. So it's just proven that they've got the capability to do it there, but it's going to be a lot more work to get back into that fight just to stay up. Well, fantastic effort there from the last weekend.
Absolutely. Right, so we touched upon Tuesday night. Tuesday carried on the theme. We did say that the teams up at the top all slipped up. Whitby didn't slip up necessarily. They did get a win. They did slip up, though, midweek. A 2-0 win for Grantham Town away from home at Whitby. A good result for Workington, 3-0 at home to Spennymoor Town. And Buxton getting a 4-1 win, bouncing back from the weekend defeat. And Matlock Town got beat by Barwell. We do say, don't we, on this show that, and all the managers who come on all say the same thing pretty much, that anybody can beat anybody in this league. But this past week has proved it once and for all that that is indeed the case in the Evo Stick Premier Division.
Indeed. So again, especially with what Matlock have been doing the last couple of weeks, a good 2-0 again when they had a weekend against Hensford Town and then going getting beat by Barwell. It's a very, very open league this year, so there's no majorly runaway teams. And normally this time of year, that's when we start seeing some of the teams starting to break away or fall away. Say, except for the bottom five, bottom six at this moment in time. There's no clear leader as such. I mean, Whitby have been there since day one, but even then, they're starting to get challenged quite a lot. And it's, again, results like that against Grantham, it's proving that it's going to be a tough ask for him.
Right, so that's this past weekend then, and midweek too. Obviously, we're going to touch on the FA Trophy in a second, big time. But just to cover off the fixtures in the Premier Division this weekend, and there is a big, big fixture taking place at Silverlands this weekend as Buxton take on Rushall Olympic. We heard from Martin McIntosh a couple of weeks ago, so it only seems right that we get on the manager and chairman of Rushall Olympic, and that's John Allen. And here's what John had to say with regards to this big fixture this weekend, Buxton against Rushall. So a very, 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 very big match this weekend. It's perhaps match of the day in the Evo Stick Northern Premier League. And joining me now to discuss it more in depth, we're joined by the chairman and manager at Rushall Olympic. It's the welcome return of John Allen. Hello, John. How's things?
I'm good, thank you, sir.
So this weekend, it's a pretty big match, this one, against Buxton.
It is a big match, yeah. I think we've got a lot of big matches coming up, you know, to be honest with you. We've set ourselves a target over these matches. We've played teams that are not so high up in the league and got our just reward, so we put ourselves in a good position to now take on board perhaps the teams that are further up the table. And obviously, from these games, you know, we've got to yield ourselves X amount of points if we want to stay in the race.
Now, I don't want to get the giddyometer going too high, but they do say you should only judge a league table after 10 games. Well, after 20 games, that's when you really get a sense of a league. And Rushall are 1 point off league leaders Whitby Town at the moment. It is pretty exciting times, I'd imagine, at Rushall. How are you keeping the club focused on the prize and keeping that momentum going?
Well, to be honest, your winning becomes a habit, and if you are winning, it's far easier to manage than when you're not. And we're able to get the lads focused on winning the next game, because they're now full of confidence. They're confident that they can complete at this level, and they're confident that the likes of Buxton and whoever hold no fear.
We've been saying for the last few weeks or so in this league at the moment, it's very, very tight up at the top. There's a couple of surprise packages, and there's teams further down the table who've got games in hand who you could just sense are going to sneak up on people. What have you made of the competition coming into December? What have you made of it so far?
Well, you know, I mean, it's no surprise that we've got the likes of Blythe there. Spennymoor there, you know. I know they only came into the league this season, but if the rumours are to be believed on what they're spending, well, they should be up there. The likes of Workington now seem to be getting their act together and coming on strong. You'd expect them there, but the surprise package is Whitby, and I can't remember Whitby being in this position whilst I've been in the Evo Stick Premier. So. But it's great. I mean, it's good to see that somebody, you know, a club like Whitby and ourselves can shock one or two of the so-called bigger clubs and compete.
And how important has a player like Alex Reid been and getting the goals this season? I'd imagine that's quite important as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I'm not wishing to play this down, but Alex, you know, he's a good footballer, and he's obviously the one player that people keep hearing about at Rushall because he scores goals. But he'll be the first to say that, you know, there's been some great performances, defensive performances, within the 19 games that we played, and he's part and parcel of a side that's and a club that's probably punching above its weight at this level, but he's getting success because everyone within the squad buys into what we're trying to do.
And that leads me on to my final question, John. You've got the advantage of not just being the manager, but also being the chairman. So you get to know what the chairman's thinking. and coming into the second half of the season, this is where chairman either go for it or tighten up the belts or consolidate. Is the plan this season to get promotion and get into the National League North?
Absolutely. I've got a son who's vice chairman who, I can assure you, keeps me right on my toes. And, you know, there are times that you don't want to talk about football because, you know, it's around you all the time. He chooses those times all the time to say, look, don't you think you should be doing this? Don't you think you should be doing that? And we are a serious club here trying to fight the way out of this league, you know.
A big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show. And good luck this weekend.
Ben, thanks for having me, mate. And best of luck to everybody. And I hope that all clubs have a good Christmas.
So thank you to John Allen there, Rushall Olympic manager and chairman, for joining us. This one's a big game for both clubs, really. Rushall Olympic currently in second position, 1 point off league leaders Whitby Town. Buxton are 2 points back. It's a proper six-pointer.
It is indeed. And again, the winner's potential here for a new leader at this moment in time, depending on the Whitby result in the weekend as well. So, Rushall especially, this is their opportunity to give themselves some breathing space. We know we've seen what the weather's been like in the last couple of days in the Derbyshire and Manchester area. So, in regards to that with Buxton, it's a big opportunity for them just to, again, half a game's played before the inevitable happens. I don't care what Joycey says, but again...
No, Joycey agrees with you. I'm the one saying it's not going to be off. I mean, I didn't practice what I preached on Tuesday night. I thought that game's not going to be on, so I'm not going to get childcare for it. It'll be fine. It'll be off. So that goes to show you, I should take my own advice. And anyway, moving along then, you mentioned that it's true that because Buxton, currently in fourth position, they're 3 points ahead of Hensford and Matlock. Matlock do have a game in hand though, and Matlock this weekend are obviously in FA Trophy action. So it's important for Buxton to open up a bit of a gap to that final playoff spot and the chasing pack, because there is a big chasing pack. Yeah. Behind Buxton at the moment. One of those, well, two of those teams are Spennymoor Town and Ashton United, and they go head-to-head this weekend, with both sides really wanting to put a marker down, I think.
Yeah, they're both three-scoring sides at this moment as well. I mean, the only downside is for Spennymoor, they seem to have lost that little bit of tension going forward. They've not scored in the last... two league games now, again, both at away, so naturally they want to get back. I mean, the next two games for both sides are against each other. These two are going to go head-to-head for the next two weekends now, so it's a bit, one team gets both the wins, they're in the playoffs as well.
Now, already in the playoff positions at the moment is Hensford Town. Hensford Town are hosting Colville Town this weekend. Colville Town have, as they proved at home to Whitby, can... play, but they do need to get some points on the board, and Hensford will be seeing this match as a good chance for the new management to find the feet and hit the ground running.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Colville, the games in hand are starting to play against them quite a lot now, especially with Ilkeston in the chasing pack.
And you mentioned Ilkeston there. Ilkeston this weekend are hosting Whitby Town. What do you think to this one?
This could go either way, because Ilkeston, again, I think they've been in fantastic form since the issues that we've started. We can't keep touching on that. I know we can't, but it's hard to ignore.
They're not in fantastic form. I mean, they did get beat... last weekend, and you know they are sluggish. I don't think they're relegation candidates. Certainly, I'm not suggesting that for a second, because they do have loads of games in hand. But they are sluggish.
Yeah, you just pointed it there. They've lost the last three, but they do tend to pick up points against teams up the top end. As such, they could shake it up a little bit. And I think this is where Buxton and Rushall, as we were saying a second ago, could be paying a bit more attention here as well, just to see if it can happen, because they've both got to play them in the next coming weeks too. Especially with the result against Grantham, no one would have expected that at all.
looking on from a distance at the moment, but certainly not out of it by any stretch of the imagination, is Stourbridge and Workington. Both teams go head-to-head this weekend. Also in action, we should mention as well, is Warrington Town. Warrington Town are hosting Sutton Coldfield Town. So there's a good opportunity this weekend for those teams in the chasing pack to try and close the gap a bit and really squeeze the top half of the table together.
I don't know what to think about this one, because both these have been, Warrington have been blowing a bit hot and cold recently, this last couple of games. I think since we got knocked out of the FA Trophy, it's just knocked them out the sails a little bit. But again, change of management can sometimes do that to you as well at the same time. So with Suss and Coldfield as well, I think this is where Warrington needs to be getting a result. But we know Sutton Coldfield, even under the new management team, they know how to play some good football. And I think this is one of them opportunities before they start getting swamped into the bottom three, bottom four again.
And you mentioned the bottom three, bottom four again. There's a couple of fixtures which we need to touch upon here involving those teams down the bottom end of the table. Halesowe in Town will be hosting Frickley Athletic this weekend. Grantham Town will be hosting Skem. And Corby Town will be hosting, now in form, Barwell. Barwell are knocking out of the park in the last two matches.
They have been indeed. And again, we know Barwell can play this sort of football. They know how to beat teams up at the top end of the table. But Corby Town got to start, prove that they can do this week in, week out as well.
If you look at Corby's transfer activity, we've said it over the last couple of weeks. Every time you look at the Pitcheiro website, there's new players coming in all the time in various positions. So it's it is a rebuilding job that Gary Mills is doing there. And like we heard from Skelmersdale last week, all the teams down the bottom end, and Richard Sneakers at Sutton Coldfield, all taking part in a bit of a rebuilding exercise. And at some point, it'll either work or it won't. And we'll hear from Roy Sewell next week on the MPL show to hear his views on how new managers coming into a team, trying to get the squad to play a certain way, and how that can happen, especially in the pressures of a relegation situation. Be quite interesting, actually. So more on that next week on the MPL show. So that is the league this weekend. There is some very, very big FA Trophies games coming up this weekend in the third qualifying round. On behalf of everyone here on the Evo Stick MPL show, we do wish all our representatives well in the next round of the FA Trophy. So, we've got loads of interviews coming up, James. We're going to start, though, with this fixture here, which has upset written all over it. Giant killing, guaranteed, I've said it now, Altrincham against Blyth Spartans.
Well, it's the battle of the giant killers, though, so there is going to be one there, let's be honest. But yeah, Blyth Spartans has got an opportunity here to upset Altrincham, as you say, as obviously you've seen yourself in the Conference North. Altrincham are all over the place at this moment in time, and they're starting to drop away. So this could be Altrincham's last opportunity for a little bit of success this year. I can't see going to Wembley personally, but Blyth, I can see Blyth actually winning this outright.
I can. No, honestly. I think we all can. So all the best to Blyth Spartans. Now we jinxed it for you. But genuinely, if it was based on paper alone, I think Blyth have got a good chance. Now, the next interview we've got is going to be with Neil Kitching, and it involves this fixture here, Chorley against Stafford Rangers at Victory Park. We'll hear what Neil has to say, and then we'll get the thoughts of James Hayes. So joining me now to discuss this mammoth fixture this weekend, we're now joined by the welcome return of the manager at Stafford Rangers. It's Neil Kitching. Hello, Neil. How's things?
Good, Ben. Thanks. How are you?
I'm all good, mate. So this week, we'll come to this weekend's big match in a second or two, but it's been a few weeks since we last spoke. And since we last spoke, actually, you went on a bit of a winning streak, so you're welcome.
Yeah, it was Marine, yeah. We've gone on a bit of a run since then, yeah. You know, up until Tuesday night just gone, we've been 10 unbeaten, including the trophy games, two games in the trophy, and yeah, we seem to be doing well, and you must be a lucky charm.
I'll be down soon, don't worry. Speaking of the league, then, at the time you was just above the relegation zones, and you said it was a false position, and you started to move up the table. Now there is still quite a gap to the playoff positions, but are you up for that challenge of closing that gap?
Yeah, well, I think so. I think we've found a bit of form, and like I say, 10 unbeaten. You know, and we found a kind of a pattern of play that's working for us, and we've pulled away from, you know, the trouble near the bottom, and we're kind of just in below mid-table now. And although there's probably a 11-12 point gap into that top six, you know, we have got two and, you know, three games in hand on quite a few teams in and above us. So, you know, I still think still think it's kind of a false position. You know, we've been taking points off teams in and around, you know, the top, i.e. Workington and Blythe and teams like that. So, you know, I still think it's a false position. And I still think once we've played our games in hand, it'll put us in and around, hopefully, that top half of the table. There's still, you know, a good 30-odd games to play for us. So, still lots and lots of points to play for. So, you know, you're writing nothing off yet. Playoffs, whatever. You just keep chipping away and keep getting as many points as we can.
And is that why the FA Trophy is important as well, to keep that momentum going?
Definitely, because, you know, it's as important as the league for me. It's a chance to put your club on the map in terms of, you know, just winning a non-league trophy, or trying to win a non-league trophy, or go as far as you can in it. It's recognition for the club. You know, obviously you get the headlines when you're beating the higher teams up the pyramid, and just generally putting your club on the map. And I think the further you can go in the trophy, the better, really.
And we did hear your Stafford Rangers TV interview last week from that replay, that mammoth game against Hensford. Yeah. It was, by all accounts, quite an encounter and quite a lively evening. That kind of result and the way it was done, that galvanises the squad as well, doesn't it, for the next challenge?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Hensford game at their place and the replay was always going to be a spicy affair, irrespective of what competition, league, you know, FA Trophy, or, you know, a senior cup game. It's a local derby, and, you know, it's always going to be a humdinger, yellow cards and whatever, and a red card at our place. And, you know, it was always going to be spicy. And the crowd for both their place and our place didn't disappoint. 1,000, just short of 1,000 their place, just over 1,000 at our place. And there were two mammoth games, and two games that I really enjoyed, and luckily we came through them, and we've got a big chance now going up to Chorley, and, you know, something that as a club and as a squad of players and management, we can't wait for. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, we spoke to Paul Casey last week from Hensford, and we were just saying how much it was an advert for Staffordshire non-league football, a cracking, lively cauldron occasion. And moving on to this weekend's match then against Chorley, Charlie are banging form. They're doing really well at the moment in National League North. Ripe for an upset then, in my humble opinion.
Well, you know, it's a one-off game. And like I say, a game that we're really, really looking forward to. But make no mistake about it. They are a big, big club, flying high, Conference North. You know, I can't remember the last time they were beaten. They don't concede many goals. Matt's got them playing really, really well. And it's a huge, huge task for us. And, you know, we know that, but we're going to go and enjoy it. There's no pressure on us. You know, we want to go and give a good account of ourselves, playing in front of a big crowd, and just see what happens on the day. You know, whatever happens, we've had a good run in the trophy up to now. But, like I say, there's absolutely no pressure on us. And I want to make sure the players and me and my staff enjoy the day. And if we do that, and we go and give a really good account of ourselves, who knows what can happen on the day.
Well, I'll tell you what will happen, Neil. If you make it through, you can come back on the show. How's that?
Happy days.
On behalf of the listeners, Neil, we wish you and everyone associated with Stafford Rangers well in this big match against Chorley, and we hope you make it through to the next round. And like I said, it's nailed on anyway, so we'll hear from you in the next round, Neil. No problem at all. Thanks for that, mate.
Fantastic. Thanks for having us on. Cheers.
So, Neil Kitching there from Stafford Rangers. A big match this weekend away at Chorley. Chorley are in form at the moment, so it's going to be a very tough one, this one, for Stafford.
They were also in form when they took on Spennymoor in the FA Cup, and obviously got knocked out there too. Especially with Stafford the last couple of weeks, they're just starting to find their feet. So it's two teams there that I'd say were two of them most on form at this moment in time. This could go either way, I think. I think the way that they're playing at this moment in time, they've got more than enough capability to get something from there, I think. I could see them squeeze a replay, but not win on the day, and then next week would be the interesting one to see.
Now, when we talk about form and the importance of form, there is a side in Division 1 North who's having an excellent season at the moment and had an excellent month. And we have been saying we're going to wait to get them on for the Division 1 show, which is out next Friday, we should say. But I can't wait any longer. We've got to get Neil Parsley on from Farsley Celtic. This weekend, Farsley host Tamworth of the National League North. And here's what Neil had to say. So a very, very big match this weekend involving in-form Farsley Celtic, the hosting Tamworth in the third qualifying round of this season's FA Trophy. And joining me now to discuss this fixture and how much in form his team is, it's the manager at Farsley Celtic. It's the welcome return of Neil Parsley. Hello, Neil. How's things?
Afternoon, Ben. You okay?
I'm all good. So we've been holding off getting you on the show. We have been aware, though, that Farsley Celtic have been on fire in recent weeks. How's it been since we last had you on?
Yeah, the season's gone really well so far, Ben. Both John Deese and myself have been really pleased with the way the players have gone about the business. And, we've got the results to back them. Good performances up, to be fair.
And the last round of the FA Trophy did a bit of giant killing, a nice little win against Barwell.
We did, yeah. We were going to a bit of an unknown entity, really. But when we got there, it was a nice playing surface. And, we looked at it and we were really optimistic about our chances. But, uncharacteristically for us, we gave away two really sloppy goals and give ourselves a lot to do. But, we kept at it, we kept plugging away and... lo and behold, we popped up and got a winning goal with, I think it was 5-6 minutes to go. So, excellent result for us to go down to, a side which, pit our wits against a side in the higher league and to go there and win was a fantastic achievement for the players.
Now, we'll cover off the Tamworth match in a second or two, but just a quick touch upon the league form. At the minute, Farsley is second, but you are 2 points off league leader Scarborough with 4 games in hand. I think the last time we spoke, it was earlier in the season. However, it can't be ignored now. Farsley Celtic are competitors this season in Division 1 North and up there. And is the hope to stay up there?
Absolutely. We've set ourselves... we set ourselves targets and, at the minute we're achieving them points targets and, long may it continue. We've got some tough games coming up. December's going to be a difficult month for us. Certainly on paper anyway. I mean, it can never work out that way. But nonetheless, on paper we've got some difficult fixtures and, we need to keep on doing what we're doing basically to maintain the momentum that we've got at the minute.
Now, it's a question I'm going to ask a lot of managers on this week's show, just that idea about the FA Trophy and obviously the money side of it is welcome to every club at this level of the game, but also to help with form, and it does aid, doesn't it, getting a bit of momentum for the first team?
Yeah, I mean, it's an old cliche, isn't it? The lads would rather play games than train. We accept the fact that we've fallen slightly behind in our fixtures due to our cup runs in both the FA Cup and Trophy this season. But both John and I, are really confident in the quality of the squad and the depth of the squad to withstand the velocity and the amount of games that we do play in the Evo Stick as well as the cup competitions.
Now, this game this weekend against Tamworth are banging form in the National League North. What are you expecting from them?
Well, first and foremost, we want to give them a game. We want to make it as difficult a game as possible for them. And we all know in football that if you fall below the standards that you set yourselves, and there's no doubt about it, league tables don't lie, that Tamworth, they're having a really good season themselves. So we've got to keep our fingers crossed and hope that Tamworth fall below the standards that they're maintaining and they've set themselves and we're playing towards our maximum. And who knows, we might be able to cause an upset.
And you want a big crowd there, don't you, at Throstle's Nest as well, to make sure that, it's an intimidating atmosphere and with the weather it's been. Tamworth do play on a 3G pitch, so any form of advantage coming that side of things with home advantage, do you think?
There'll be no doubt about it. Our pitch will be playable. I know we've had a deluge of rain this week, but, we've had no rain up here for 48 hours or so, and our pitch drains really well, so there's no danger of the game being on. So the more down at Throstle's, the better to cheer us on, and hopefully we can give a good account of ourselves.
Well, you heard the man, Throstle's Nest. Farsley Celtic against Tamworth in the FA Trophy. Get down there. And Neil Parsley, on behalf of all the listeners, we really hope you win. And we'll be hearing from you in the next round. So Neil Parsley, their manager at Farsley Celtic, before their match between Farsley and Tamworth. again, like the aforementioned Stafford Rangers at Chorley, Tamworth are in a bit of good form at the moment as well. So it's going to be, it's a tricky one for Farsley.
Yeah. Again, similar situation with Farsley as with Stafford, but it's a two division difference this time rather than just a handful of places. I think this is going to be a very, very tough ask for Farsley. I've seen them a couple of times this year. They can play good football, but they do have a lot of weaknesses as well going forward. So it's going to be a lot tougher ask for Farsley than it is with Stafford in the previous game.
Do you want me to let you into a little bit of stats that I mentioned in that interview? Tamworth do have a 3G pitch, and Tamworth, they've played 9 away from home and they've lost 4 of them away from home. So they've won 4, admittedly, so they're not totally out of the depth. But Farsley is Farsley, and we've been to Farsley, and, you know, it could be a horrible away for Tamworth if Farsley want it to be.
They can't, yeah, you are correct there, and it is a very, very tough pitch, but I still think the difference in level will play a lot more factor in that one. Even if Farsley do get a draw out of that, it's going to be very tough for the replay the week after.
Oh, sorry, Farsley. Right, so next up, again, another Division 1 side taking on a National League North opponent who are in good form. Kidderminster Harriers, who are currently third in the National League North. This weekend, they'll be hosting Lincoln United, and I caught up with manager at Lincoln United, once again, Sam Wilkinson. And hello, Sam, how's things?
I'm good, Ben, thank you. How are you?
I'm all good. So, welcome back to the show. We'll discuss the league form in a second or two, but just a quick mention for the last round in the FA Trophy, a titanic match against AFC Rushden and Diamonds, and, well, a good outcome for Lincoln United in the end.
Yeah, two really good games, to be fair. The away game was a lot tougher than the home one, obviously, but it must have been a great game to watch for the neutral. We decided to just go and have a right go and look to try to put them on the back foot. We heard that they've had a couple of injuries defensively, so we wanted to test the back four, and we certainly did that.
And AFC Rushden Diamonds obviously are up the top end of Division 1 South. And when we spoke last time, I think it was before the FA Cup, actually, because you've had an amazing season so far, even by up to November. Lincoln United still down towards the bottom end of the table, but loads of games in hand over everyone. How are you juggling things at the moment?
To be honest, we've got a pretty big squad, and no one's really... We haven't had many major injuries sort of thing. We've had a couple out here and there. So, you know, like I say, we've got a big enough squad to deal with it. And at the minute, we've got a tough few weeks coming up, and Saturday, Tuesday games. But, you know, we always wanted to improve our league form, and we've gradually done that. We won the last game against Gresley. So, you know, we want to keep improving, and we're not happy where we are in the league. We think we can obviously do a lot better.
As I said, there 12 games compared to someone like Belper Town, who are 10 points up the road. They played 6 games more. So that goes to show you. I mean, this is the ultimate question, really, with regards to cup competitions. Do you see cup competitions as a way of just keeping the momentum going on the first team side?
Yeah, definitely. We were playing in the Duton on Tuesday, and, you know, people said, oh, we could do without it, but winning football matches is always good for confidence, and it was good to give a few lads games ready for the weekend coming back from injuries. So, the cup's only a distraction, you know, if you're losing, I think. If you keep winning, it's great for the momentum to keep going.
And this week, that leads us then to this weekend, and the Agra Stadium awaits. Kidderminster, a cracking side this season. But... from my own perspective, I'm an FC United fan, and we went up to the Agra a couple of weeks ago and we didn't have a chance, but every player on the pitch played 100% to their potential, and we managed to carve out a victory. So it is possible for an underdog to do that at the Agra.
Yeah, definitely. We've had them watched and we've had a couple of reports on them, and a lot of the reports don't really give us a chance. So, you know, we know the way they're going to play and look to pass it from the back and try to move you all over. But there's no pressure on us, so we're going to go there and have a game plan, try to frustrate them and make it difficult for them and maybe upset one or two of them, you know, and see if they can deal with that sort of thing. But we know it's going to be really tough. And like you said, we need all the players to play to the maximum and hope they have slightly an off day.
And just looking towards the future, obviously, Lincoln United, you want to be, the aim is to be up towards the top end of the table with the playoffs and that kind of thing. But A good FA Trophy run wouldn't go amiss. And even if it's a replay on Tuesday night, that would be good too. So is that the plan then, Sam, to get up towards the top end of the table for the second half of the season?
Yeah, definitely that's where we want to be. You know, the trophy's a bonus. We're not going to win the FA Trophy, but it's just good to play these sort of games. It's good for the club financially. But, you know, the league is our bread and butter, and we want to be at least challenging for the playoffs or in the playoffs. So we believe we've got a good enough squad to do it. It's going to be hard because we're always going to be playing catch-up. But, you know, sometimes if you get on a bit of a run, it can work in your favour. So that's what we're going to hope to do.
Well, Sam Wilkinson, manager at Lincoln United, thank you for coming on the show. And on behalf of all the listeners, we hope you stuff them, and then we can speak to you when you're in the next round.
Yeah, cheers, Ben. Thank you, mate.
So thanks to Sam Wilkinson there, the manager at Lincoln United. Like Farsley, in fact, I think it's worse for Lincoln United. They've got to go to the Agbara to take on Kidderminster Harriers, so it's a bit more tricky.
It is indeed. And looking at what they've done in the FA Cup, obviously getting to the fourth qualifying is no mean feat, but it is a lot different. It has to beat Bushing and Diamonds in the last round, which a lot of people didn't expect them to do. But again, it's a big, big ask, and I think it's going to be a struggle for Lincoln to get anything out of that one.
Halifax Town are travelling to Derbyshire to take on our very own Matlock Town. Obviously, we're not going to interview Matlock Town this week because we had them on last week. But again, it's another side at the top end of the National League North. It's going to be a tough afternoon for Matlock, but you never know.
You never know. Matlock do like playing a lot tougher sides, though. We've seen this all season long. They get the results when they need to. It's going to be a similar situation for most of the fixtures, I'll admit now, but Matlock know what they can do against some of the tougher sides. They've done it against Darlington and Salford last year in the league, so this one could go to a replay, in my personal opinion, because Matlock, especially with Matlock's pitch at this moment in time being as heavy as it will be,
You don't know that. It might be lovely. It might be lovely. I'm just saying that. Anyway, Michelover Sports, they're hosting Brackley Town. Brackley Town, they're eighth currently in the National League North. I've seen them firsthand. They're a very, very good side. But so are Michelover Sports this season. And I caught up with their manager, John McGrath. So a very, very, well, I don't want to say winnable. No, I'm not going to. A big FA Trophy tie this weekend between Michelover Sports and Brackley Town. And we're now joined by the welcome return of the manager at Michelover Sports. It's John McGrath. Hello, John. How's things?
Hi, Ben. I'm good, thank you. How are you, Ben?
I'm all good. I'm glad I backed out of saying that the tie was winnable. It's a very big match, this one, for Michelover. And what are you expecting from Brackley this weekend?
You know, you're expecting, you know, immediately you're expecting, because they're from a higher division, you're expecting a tough game against a well-drilled, really standard of football would be high sort of team. And then, you know, you chuck in their ability to go on cup runs like they did against Gillingham in the last round of the FA Cup. You know, I watched the game and they look really good. So, but we're at home and we play some good football. So, it should be a good game.
And you have been playing some good football. The last time we had you on, you were toying with the idea of getting involved in the playoff race, and you're not totally out of it at this time. A few weeks later, you're still involved in the mid table and quite capable of putting a few runs together and getting into the playoffs. How have you found the season since we last spoke?
Yeah, it's just getting, you know, it's just finding your feet. It's just staying in and around, like you said there, the top 12, 13. It seems this season that nobody's actually running away with the league. There's nobody, you know, miles ahead, because, you know, Buxton set the standard early doors and now they've kind of dropped off. But, you know, we're 6 points off playoffs. So like you say, you know, a good run in the league potentially can get us up there. But, you know, I'm happy currently with how we're doing, 28 points. The 20 games we've played in the league, you know, we've had a good couple of cup runs. You know, I'm delighted. I think the league itself now is taking shape. I think there's probably a lot stronger teams this year, which obviously shows in the amount of teams quite close to getting the top 10, 12, 13 teams. Yeah,
and obviously we spoke about it last time. The aim is to not. We've mentioned looking up. It's to not look behind you and to leave the relegation picture behind. And the squad you've assembled there at Michelover this season, it appears that's not going to happen. And again, I don't want to jinx it to you, but it's a lot more solid this season for Michelover Sports?
Yeah, we knew recruitment in the very beginning was going to be vital. So I set out early doors, did my work, did my research on players, and I've got probably one of the smallest budgets in the league, which doesn't matter to me. But because I got my 12, 14 players in early. We've not chopped and changed too much. I've had to bring in a keeper on loan from Sheffield United, Jake Eastwood, who's doing fantastic for me, due to an injury to Lewis King. My squad, how I view my squad, we should be looking up as opposed to looking behind us. But, football being football, and especially in this league, it seems to be everybody's beating everybody at the minute. So, we just want to stay in there, keep picking up points consistently, and see where we are, January, February time.
And it's a question that I've asked, I will be asking, because we've got loads of managers on this week from the FA Trophy. It's a question I will be asking them. It's that thing about momentum. And obviously with the FA Trophy, when you get to the third qualifying round, it's as Nantwich proved, it's quite possible to put a good run together and get some prize money into the club and some decent exposure into the club. So the FA Trophy, it's not really a distraction. It's actually quite helpful for Michelover this season, like it would be.
Yeah, I think it's any cup run is a great cup run. FA Trophy is a prestigious trophy, and we will go out as strong as we can for every round. And it's like you say, the financial implications, even in the earlier rounds, I know it's little bits of money here and there, but it all helps to lower league clubs. A good run in a good cup competition can be the lifeline to any club. And, we're no different. All chairman, our board, our committee members want us to have a good cup run. And if we can, if we can keep momentum going, carry it out into the league, then on two fronts, it's going to be good for me.
Well, if you're in the Derby area, Michelover Sports Club, the place to be on Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff. And John McGrath, manager at Michelover Sports, on behalf of all the listeners, we hope you win and we'll get you on for the next round.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you, Pat.
So, John McGrath there, manager at Michelover Sports, hosting Brackley Town this weekend. What do you think?
Don't know how to call this because Brackley have got an even... As much as I don't want to... say this about Michelover Sports, but Brackley have got Blackpool the following week in the FA Cup. So unlike the Evo Sit where we've got the Dukes and a million county cups to compend with at the same time, obviously the Conference North don't have that situation. So
we do.
I know you have your county cups, but there's no league cup is there in the Conference North.
No, that's very true.
That's what I mean. So it's one less competition compared to the MPL, but depends on what mindset Brackley have got, because again, Blackpool is going to be a lot tougher ask than what Michelover will provide. So Michelover could, depending on the attitude, I think Michelover could get something here, because Brackley will not want to go for a replay without. Again, if it goes for a replay, I reckon Michelover would win that personally.
We've got Ramsbottom United against AFC Telford United. Obviously, we had Rami on. Was it last week or the week before? We've had them on quite recently, and Telford United coming to visit. Of all the ties, really, apart from the Blythe-Alty one, I think this one could be a very, very big upset and Rami could get the victory here against AFC Telford United on Saturday.
It's getting really hard to discuss this now because I'm obviously with my...
Leave your Radcliffe at home.
But, I think Telford can play very well when they need to. But so can Ramsbottom at the same time. We've obviously have a lot of changes this year. Ramsbottom are back on the up a little bit in Division 1 North at this moment in time, playing against a team that don't seem to play well. I mean, they've got a 2-0 win against Darlington at weekend, which is no mean feat in the Conference North at the moment. But again, because away at Ramsbottom, Ramsbottom's pitch is always heavy. I know we just said that about Matlock, might be Matlock. Ramsbottom's pitch is always heavy this time of year.
I'm not arguing with that one.
obviously, advantage to Rami, but what can they do against Telford at this moment in time is a big situation.
Shore Lane against Nantwich Town. Now, obviously, this is the old NPL affair, this one, and Shore Lane have proved to be very, very capable against teams in the step above them. I caught up with Craig Elliott to hear his views from Shore Lane about this fixture. So, welcome back to the show now. The manager at Shore Lane, it's Craig Elliott. Hello, Craig. How's things?
Yes, well, thank you, Ben.
So, this weekend, we'll come to the big match against Nantwich Town shortly, but we had you on, I think it was towards the end of October, before that match against Frickley. It's been a phenomenal start to the season at that point. It's continued since we last spoke, pretty much.
Yeah, it's been a great run. As we speak now, we've won 12 games on the trot, five clean sheets as well in the last five games, so... yeah, couldn't really ask for any more from lads, so long may it continue, really.
Now, that's the thing, isn't it? Long may it continue. I mean, how are you keeping the wheels on this Shore Lane juggernaut at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, just a genuine group of lads, really. They're really hard-working. We sort of don't carry any passengers, and we're just all trying to do the best week in, week out. I think we're fully aware that it can't continue, but... obviously, we just want to give it as best in every game, and if the team's better on the day and they beat us, then fair enough. But we've just got to make sure we maintain as high standards, really. That's the key to it all.
And when I looked on the Shore Lane website today, just to get a sense of your results so far, it's green W's everywhere, pretty much.
Yeah,
it is remarkable. But the most remarkable thing, I think, this season so far for Shore Lane is the scalps that you've made in cup competitions, Frickley Athletic, and then the win against Whitby as well is a phenomenal outcome. Nantwich Town is coming this weekend. What do you reckon?
Yes, it is going to be a difficult game. I've obviously had Adam watched a couple of times, and the reports I'm getting back is that they are a fantastic team and going to sort of be there or thereabouts to win in their own league this season. So obviously they beat a fantastic team in Spennymoor last week. So I'm fully aware it's going to be a massive test for us, but we're at home, we're underdogs, which doesn't happen often for us, so we've got nothing to lose. But yeah, it is going to be a difficult game.
I hate to tell you this, but I think some of the listeners might be thinking, are Shore Lane underdogs? I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the tricky thing, isn't it, for Shore Lane? I mean, people forget that, you know, that you are a Division 1 South side at the moment.
Yeah.
A couple of people, we had Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio last week, and he's already said that you're going to get promoted this season and you're going to do well next year. And this is the challenge for you and the rest of the coaching staff at Shore Lane and the players. It's just to keep a focus on the bigger prize, and that leads me to my question about the FA trophies. Is it the league or are you just trying to get wins at all costs pretty much in every competition this season, including the dudes, who we should mention as well?
Yeah, I think exactly. Week in, week out, every game's hard for us at Shore Lane. You know what I mean? I've been here 3 years, and if we're playing bottom of the league, top of the league, or a team above us, everybody's up for it and wants to sort of beat us. But we want to be successful, and the main thing for me is that, like I said, every game, week in, week out, we treat it exactly the same. Whether we're playing a Premier team or somebody who's bottom of the league in our league, it's just a matter of keeping them standards and see what happens. I still maintain we are underdogs. I mean, we are a First Division South team playing a Premier team. Oh, we're doing well.
Yep.
So, of course, we're underdogs. And obviously, it's nice to be in that position, I think, because, like I said, in our league, it doesn't happen often. But, yeah, it's nice what people are saying about you, but I'm fully aware things change very quickly as well. We haven't lost too many games in the last 3 years since I've been there. So, hopefully that continues, like I said.
Well, it's the Shore Lane Sports Club on Saturday, the place to be. 3 o'clock kickoff for this one. I think it's going to be quite an attractive game of football as well, from what I'm told. Well, I've seen Nantwich in the flesh. They do play really good football, so it should be a cracking game of football. No reason not to head down there if you're in that Barnsley area. And Craig, we can't say we hope you win, because this isn't the Division 1 show. So best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
So, Shore Lane's manager there, Craig Elliott, thanks for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra. Shore Lane against Nantwich Town. It's going to be a tough one to predict, this one, for any pundit. James.
Cheers. Nantwich are fired up for this one, looking at all the stats and situation, and the unformed team in the Premier at this moment. But Shore Lane, you look at their last couple of weeks in cup competitions altogether and who they've beaten. They've knocked out both the top two of the Premier at this moment in time. So Nantwich can't go into this game thinking they've got it all sewn up, because it's going to be a completely different situation. Whitby Town Radio saying this time next year, Shore Lane will be up the top of the Premier. And that's a very, very bold statement from then. I can't disagree with him, but I can't obviously, I'm not going to say what position I think they'll be in just yet.
I wouldn't even ask you a prediction for this season, James. Stocksbridge Park Steels against Stalybridge Celtic. We mentioned Rami against Telford United being an opportunity for a big upset. Here, I do feel there's a chance for a big upset. Stocksbridge against Stalybridge Celtic. Staley is so low on confidence at the moment. I caught up with the Stocksbridge Park Steels manager, Christopher Hilton, to hear his views on this one. So, is there a chance of an upset this weekend? Well, I'm not going to jinx it, but Stalybridge do have a chance anyway. Stocksbridge Park Steels against Stalybridge Celtic, and joining me now to discuss his plans for this weekend's big match in the FA Trophy, we're now joined by the manager at Stocksbridge Park Steels. It's Chris Hilton. Hello, Chris. How's things?
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Ben.
No problem. Welcome back to the show. So, I did have a bit tongue in my cheek there when I was suggesting Stalybridge might cause an upset this weekend, but I've got a funny feeling about this one. What do you reckon?
Well, I'm obviously going to say Stocksbridge will win. It's going to be a difficult game, two leagues above us, but yeah, we'll go about as business as we've done in the previous rounds and as we did last year, and we'll give it our best shot.
What's the mood like at the club at the moment? Because the league form, there was a bit of a patchy spell, but that result against Spalding must have been really welcomed.
Yeah, the last two league games that we played at home, we've lost to League and AFC, Emerson's and Diamonds, which, to be fair, I'll be totally honest, you probably could ask their manager as well. We deserve something out of both games. I believe I might be a bit biased, but I think we should have won both games. Just silly mistakes cost us. So we're playing pretty well. Then we have two cup games where, rightly or wrongly, we rested players that are carrying knocks, etc. Because we've got a small squad, so that we were ready for the Kids Grove game, which was the previous round, and then the Spalding game, which we've won both games. So we've rested them rightly because we've got the results that we wanted in the games that we were targeting to get wins.
And that was the thing that we've been touching upon for most of the show, just that thing about the FA Trophy. It's not really a distraction anymore. It's kind of helpful to managers to keep that momentum going and try and kickstart a bit of momentum. And that result against Kidsgrove was a cracking win.
For us, the FA Trophy and FA Cup, for the so-called smaller teams, they're not conference size. You get your prestige and you get your media coverage, but you also get the financial benefits of trying to get him through the rounds, which clubs need these days, financial to push them on and fill gaps if they've lost sponsorship, etc. So, yeah, there are obviously two competitions there that you need to target, you need to take serious and get as far as you can. That doesn't take anything away from the local cup and the league cup, which if you go out of those two cups early, then obviously you target one of those. But if you haven't got a big squad, you've got to start picking and choosing. You've got to start thinking where your priorities are. Obviously, the league's the first priority, and then we want a cup run to keep the chairman after.
And the league is cracking this season. We mention it a lot during this show, obviously, but it really is in Division 1 South. You're 11th, 3 points from the playoffs at the moment.
Yeah, it's very close to some good teams. The standard seems to have got better. And it is close. You can put a run together. You can be in that top four, no problem. Top five, but also you don't put the results together, you can find yourself in trouble. So we need to put a run together now to get back in. We've got games in hand, which should get us around the playoff spots. But again, on a day, we just need to get that consistency. The top three teams in our division we've beat one at home and the other two away from home, and drawn with fourth in the league away from home as well. So it shows that we're more than capable. It's just the consistency and obviously getting a run of games now is what we needed. So hopefully, last two victories we've had, confidence is high, and we'll go against that. And we know it's going to be tough. We're under no illusions, two divisions above us, but we're ready for it. We've got us plans together, what we need to do, and we'll try and get a victory.
Local stadium is the place to be on Saturday afternoon if you're in that South Yorkshire area, and it's Stocksbridge Park Steels against Stalybridge Celtic. And on behalf of all the listeners, Chris, we wish you the best of luck with it, and we hope you win. And in fact, I've already got my invite ready for the next round for you.
Thank you very much. Well, the aim for this season was to obviously what we did last season, get to the first round again, and that's what we're trying to do. So, off the touch wood with a little bit of luck, and we'll go out there and attack them, and we'll see what we can do. Fingers crossed.
So Chris Hilton, their manager at Stocksbridge Park, steals a very, very good chance here of Stocksbridge going through to the next round in place of a National League North side. A very good chance of an upset, I feel.
Yeah, very good opportunity. I mean, Stalybridge, I don't know what's going on this year. They're not a team that I know of, especially living like 20 seconds away from it. But Stocksbridge are a free scoring team. They can score goals when they want to score goals as well. So last couple of results, 3-2 win against Spalding, 5-3 win against Kidsgrove, 2-3 loss to Rushton, and a 2-1 win against Lancaster in the first round of the trophy. They've got the players that are capable of doing it, and obviously they've got the links. So it's, again, I think this could be a shock here, make a very, very big shock as well.
Is it that much of a shock, though, when both of us are basically saying it's going to happen?
Well, I'm just going off what it's saying on paper, but yeah, I do kind of agree with what you're saying there. So the way Stalybridge are playing is quite poor. So in all honesty, Stalybridge could be the underdogs in this game, but going on what it says on paper, for a giant killing, let's just say, Stocksbridge have got a fantastic chance there.
Lastly, for Saturday's FA Trophy fixtures now, Witton Albion against Boston United. Before we hear James's views, here's the manager of Witton Albion, Cal McCauley. So, welcome back to the show. Manager at Witton Albion, it's Cal McCauley. Hello, Cal. How's things?
Yeah, not bad, Ben.
So, we'll be discussing the FA Trophy match with Boston in a second or two, as well as the league. But just a quick mention for the last round of the FA Trophy. Congratulations, a superb result against Kettering Town, and quite an ending to the match.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great time to score the last kick of the game because the game's won for you. But I thought in the 90 minutes, I thought we'd done enough to win the game. I thought we created the better chances throughout the both teams. And what a way to finish. Centre half scores a great goal for us, last kick of the game. And then the only downside to that is the centre half ends up. That was his last game for the club and moves on to another club. We wish him all the best and he done really well for us.
So in the next round, we've got the small matter of a home match against Boston United. Now, I don't want to jinx it for you, Cal, but I've seen Boston United this season, and like everyone down the lower end of the National League North at the moment, there are confidence issues with every club down there. But their confidence took a big, massive hit last week, and 9-2 against AFC Fylde. What are you expecting from Boston?
Well, I'm sure Dennis, the manager of Boston, would have had some staying words with his troops after a heavy defeat to Fylde, who were a fantastic outfit. We've managed to get three reports on them. We found out in the last game against Fylde that they completely changed shape than the ones what they've been playing in. So I should imagine they'll go back to what they've been doing. And I'm sure them players will be here from that defeat, so they'll want to put things right on Saturday against us. But we're on a rich vein of form. We've been doing really well in the cup competitions. We're doing well in the league. So long may that continue, and I look forward to the game.
Now, we spoke to Craig Elliott a second or two, and obviously Charlene are out in front at the minute. So the question was, how do you keep the momentum going and keep feet on the ground with an FA Trophy distraction? With Witton Albion, it's slightly different because you've got three games in hand over Charlene, and it's a case of keeping the momentum going, isn't it? And therefore, the FA Trophy, is that helpful, having a good FA Trophy run for the league form?
Yeah, I mean, the FA Trophy run is always helpful for clubs of Witton size in terms it does really well financial-wise for the club. It does well for the lads who go and gain the experience of playing against higher opposition and test themselves. But, I mean, we look forward to every game that we play. Take each game as it comes and look to get a result in every game that comes our way.
And is the aim still this season for automatic promotion for Witton Albion and maybe getting through to the next round proper, the FA Trophy and beyond?
Yeah, I mean, we always want to stay in the cup competition as long as possible. We've always targeted the league form as being around the playoffs at Christmas. We've managed to do that so far, and we'll do everything we can to stay in that position.
Now, unlike with Craig Elliott, who's playing an NPL side this weekend, you're not. So I can say this with hand on heart. Cal, big good luck this weekend against Boston United, and we hope you win.
Thanks, Ben. I really appreciate that. Thanks very much.
So a big thank you there to Cal McCauley for joining us on this week's show. Can I just let you know a stat, James, from my time here getting in nosebleed country in the National League North from last weekend? Do you want to know a good stat? A scoreline involving Boston United. It finished AFC filed 9, Boston United 2.
I've heard this score, and it's not going to be the first one for Boston. I'm surprised. I think that
whoa,
they're even.
Whoa. About, can I just say, you're not predicting Witten Albion are going to win 9? By
and
nine
I don't think by 9, okay. No. But again, the form that they're on in Division 1 South again, and again, similar to what we said about Stanley Bridge a second ago, I think there's an opportunity there for Witten to cause an upset. Obviously, they've been playing very well in Division 1 South. Witten are on fantastic form, and yet, again, another team that likes scoring goals this season. Boy, Boston are performing. I think they'll still be a bit shell-shocked from that 9-2, personally. The big thing there will be the level of quality as well between them, and can Witten can just overcome that again. If they can do, I think Witten could get something here, especially at Wincham Park as well.
And on Sunday, there's a third qualifying round match as well. Darlington against Marine, our old friends Darlington against our current friends Marine. And, that's a tricky one. That's a tricky one for Marine. But
it could happen, and I think they beat Darlington last year in the league as well.
Oh, that's testing my knowledge. Let's just say yes.
I think they did get something against Darlington at Darlington last year, but again, it's not a. But Darlington are a completely different team from what they were last year. They are fighting for the title in the Conference North. Marine are going to have an uphill struggle from first kickoff of that match.
But
if they can get anything. But again, go on.
But we wish them well, and we wish all our sides well in the FA Trophy this weekend. A big good luck to everyone involved, and we hope you get through to the next round. It's cracking that, you know, the likes of what Nantwich Town did last season in the competition. It's great. So we wish everyone well getting through to the next round, and we hope you enjoyed all those interviews with the managers, and we hope you've enjoyed the views of our very own beloved James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, which you can get involved with at
facebook.com/groups/the MPL or on Twitter at the MPL group.
Big thank you, James, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Heat and Hops for this month's EvoStick MPL show. And that, dear listener, is the end of this week's show. A big thank you to literally all my guests this week. I think, how many managers was that? 8 managers on this week's EvoStick Extra. So a big thank you to all the managers who've come on. Absolute legends. In fact, all the managers at Step 3 and 4 in the North are all legends, we should say. Also, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. You can follow his work and all his comrades on the NPL Facebook group. That's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. A big good luck to everyone in the FA Trophy, especially those with an EvoStick NPL badge on their arm. And don't forget as well to check Twitter and check your club's official website before setting off on Saturday and Sunday for your matches, just in case there's any problems with that old weather out there. But this has been EvoStick Extra. You can follow the show at NPL Show, and we'll be back next week with an all-new Division 1 show as well as an EvoStick NPL show. But that's it from everyone here at EvoStick Extra, and you have a lovely weekend, folks. Take care and have fun and win and go through to the next round. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.